Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to begin the third parak of Maseches Challah, and the third parak of Maseches Challah discusses the different stages of the preparation of the dough as far as the Chiv HaFrash Challah is concerned. We already discussed that if you try to be Mafresh Challah while it's still flour and there's no water mixed with the flour, that that's an absolute zero, meaning Midrabanan, we're Machmir, that if you give it to a Kohen, that only a Kohen is allowed to eat it, but it's an absolute zero as far as the mitzvah of HaFrash Challah is concerned. However, there are two more stages. There's another stage where it becomes eligible for Hafrashas Challah, but it's not Tevel yet, you're still allowed to eat from an Arai, and then there's another stage where it's absolutely Chayiv in Hafrashas Challah, and it becomes Tevel, and you're not even allowed to eat from it an Achilas Arai. So the Mishnah identifies what those stages are. Ochlin Arai Mina Isa, you're allowed to still eat an Achilas Arai Mina Isa at Shetiskalgil Vachitim, if it's a wheat flour until it's fully kneaded, and Vititamtem Besa'orim, a barley flour never really gets fully kneaded into one fine mass. Barley is much more crumbly, so when you press it all together, so that would be considered the equivalent of kneading when it comes to a barley flour. So that is the final stage, meaning once wheat flour is fully kneaded or barley flour is pressed together into a single unit, it's pressed down together, that's considered to be tevel, and therefore you're not even allowed to eat an achilas arai from it. Gilgal b'chidim v'tetamtam b'sa'orim hochel mel chayv misa. If you do eat from it at that point, person is chayv misa b'dei shema, even though because at that point it's considered a gemar malacha. So if you eat something that has a gemar malacha on the dough, that's like eating tevel, and tevel is misa b'dei shemayim. But then the Mishnah says, okay, but that's the final stage. We still haven't identified the intermediate stage, meaning we know already from previous Mishnah that flour in its stage where it's only flour, it's nothing, it's a zero, it's not chayiv echal, and any afresh chal yidu is worthless. Now we know that the final stage is once it's fully kneaded, then it's such a chiyuv of Hafrashas Challah that it becomes tevel, and you chayv misa v'dei shemayim. If you eat it, if we eat from it at that point, you can't even eat an achilas arai from it. But what's the intermediate stage where you're eligible to take challah, but you're still allowed to eat an achilas arai from it? So kivin shino senes es hamayim magbas chalasa. As soon as the water, you pour water into the bowl that has the flour in it, so then it's already eligible for Hafrashas Challah, even though you didn't fully mix the water with the flour. Ubavach le'esham chamisha rivei kemach. As long as there isn't a sheer challah of dry flour in the bowl, meaning if you have a giant bowl full of flour and you pour the water all to one side of the bowl, it's possible that there's a full sheer of hafrashas challah of flour that is not yet mixed at all with water. So if you have that, then it's considered like it's in the flour stage. Then it's not yet even eligible for the possibility of hafrashas challah. Mishnah Beis. So the Mishnah talks about the halacha. The assumption of the Mishnah is that there is a halacha that Truma is pater from Hafrashas Challah. However, the Mishnah's point is going to be is that if a Chiyuv Hafrashas Challah already happened, then making it Truma is not going to remove the Chiyuv of Hafrashas Challah. If something is already Truma, so there's not going to be a Chiyuv of Hafrashas Challah to begin with. But if it began as something that already has a Chiyuv of Hafrashas Challah, making it Truma is not going to remove the Chiyuv. So says the Mishnah, Nidma Isasa Ashlo Gilgalav. Let's say you had dough that became meduma, meaning it got mixed in truma and chulin together before you finished kneading the dough. So patura, then even after you finish kneading the dough, it's pater from challah. Sham meduma pater, because not only is truma pater from challah, meduma is also pater from hafrashas challah, because challah is something that's this only talking about challah b'zmanazeh, because challah b'zmanazeh is only midrabanan. So midrabanan, they didn't require meduma, since we treat meduma like truma, because it's not batel. Truma typically really should be batel barov, but midrabanan, you need a 100-to-1 ratio. If you have less than a 100-to-1 ratio, it's a problem midrabanan. We consider the whole thing truma. So since midrabanan, we consider a truma, that is enough to exempt you from the mitzvah midrabanan of hafrashas challah. But umisha gilgala, but if it only became a duma after it's been fully kneaded and the chiyuv hafrashas challah has already set in, then chayeves. Then it's still going to be chayev and challah, because it was already chayev. So the fact that it becomes meduma later is not going to take away that chiyuv hafrashas challah. Now there is another issue that the rest of the Mishnah is going to talk about, and that is that one is not allowed to be mitame challah. There are two reasons he's not allowed to be mitame challah. There's the mishmeres, there's a requirement to guard the challah, which means to protect it from any tumah. And there's another reason not to be metame challah, and that is that you're stealing from the kohen, because the kohen is not allowed to eat challah tameya, but he'd be allowed to eat regular challah. So the Mishnah tells us, nola v'safek tamo. What if you have challah that is that you have a dough that has a safek tamo? You're not sure if it's tamo or not. So ad shelo gilgula, if that chiyuv hafrashas challah is not yet set in, meaning you haven't kneaded the dough, tasa betumah, you're allowed to actually be metame the dough in a way that it's going to become vaday tamo, because as far as the mishmeres, as far as guarding it, that doesn't apply until it's chayiv and chala. But this is before the gilgul happens, so it's not yet chayiv and chala. What about the fact that you can be robbing from the kohen because the kohen is not going to be allowed to eat it? Safik tumi is not going to be allowed to eat anyway. So since he's not going to be allowed to eat it anyway, it's not a problem. Umisha gilgula. But if the safik arose after the kneading of the dough, meaning after the chayiv havarash chala already set in, then tasa betara. Then you have to treat it with tahara, because then you do have the chiyuv of mishmeres. You may not have the problem of stealing from the kohen, but then you do have the chiyuv of guarding the challah, making sure that it doesn't become tamei. So to quickly review what we learned today in Mishnah Aleph, we learned. Let me go back to Mishnah Aleph. In Mishnah Aleph, we learned that you're allowed to, that the stages of the hafrasha are that if it's still flour, then there's no hafrasha whatsoever. If it's fully kneaded by wheat flour, by barley flour, if it's all pressed together, then it's mamish tevel, and if you eat from it, you chayv misa b'dei shemayim. But if you have water mixed in with the, if you poured water into the flour, you just haven't fully kneaded it and mixed it together, so then you're allowed to be mafrish challah, but you're also allowed to snack from it an achilas arai. And the only exception would be if you have a full shir challah of flour that is not yet moistened from the water. And then Mishnah Beis, we said that if you have a mixture of truma in your dough before the dough ever gets kneaded, so then it's part from challah because it becomes truma before it ever had a chiyuv challah. However, once the dough is already kneaded and then truma gets mixed in, it's still going to be chayiv and challah because it already was chayiv and challah. We then spoke about what if you have a safek tumah. So if a safek tumah hits the dough before you knead it, so then you're even allowed to be metami it, because there's no din of mishmeres yet, since there was no chiyuv challah yet. And there's no robbing the kohen because it's safek tuma anyway, so he's not going to be allowed to eat it anyway. If the safek tuma happens after the gilgul ha'isa, so then you're not going to be able to be metameit because of the requirement of mishmeres of guarding the tara status of the challah. Okay, but tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis.